This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
I guess it's officially fall now, right? Or is it? I don't know. I don't know. I never can pay attention to it. But it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I can never keep up with that, though. But then again, I don't care because I love this time of year. I love the fall. So, all of that notwithstanding. I find it interesting, you know, when with somebody like a gun owner, especially a gun carrier. A gun carrier is going to be a very decisive person. If there's a fire going on, they're going to try to get people away from the fire. They're going to stop and get people out of the wrecked car, right? So this Cajun Navy that has been operating in Texas and Louisiana, not a big surprise to me. For the nation, I know the nation has been enjoying this because we've been being told how we hate each other, how we can't stand each other, how we're divisive, we're all racists, and since especially as white people, we hate everyone. And then to find out, well, no, that's not true. It's sad you had to find out that way, but at the same time, the vindication is always nice. But not as all well with the fans of big government. You see, the people who spontaneously would organize or would get together and have an appropriate response or would take it upon themselves to defend themselves, those kind of people, they make the public, or they might make the public feel as though government doesn't have all the answers. And that self-reliance beats waiting for the government to solve their problems. Now, for me and you, that's just a true statement. For people like Benjamin Wallace Dash Wells, it's a bit troubling. He wrote an article in the New Yorker entitled, "Why Does America Need the Cajun Navy?" You can always tell that somebody may be somewhat liberal or leftist or whatever you want to call them if they have a hyphen in their last name. Wallace Dash Wells. He wrote, "The stories of the storm are consolidating, much as they did following the floods of last year in Baton Rouge, around the failures of the government's preparations in response to the disaster and the successes of private individuals' rescue efforts." See, that's just not fair. Government can't be the butt of criticism here. Especially because, behind everything, escalating the stakes is the willful ignorance of climate change that many local and national political leaders still cling to. In contrast to this, the actions of the Cajun Navy and other groups are celebrated. The heroism of the voters is so vivid and so moving that it obscures the most important question about them. Why are they so needed in the first place? It also points another thing out that Wallace Dash Reed doesn't want to point out, but I know the question, I know the answer to that question. You see, these mean old Republicans have prevented our betters from protecting us, from ourselves. In the worldview of the New Yorker, government is the natural default source of protection. And if we had just listened to them, we would have climate change and, climate credit and all these other things in place. Cap and trade, that kind of thing. He continues on, "There's a cyclic pattern to the erosion of faith in government in which politics saps the state's capacity to protect people, and so people put their trust in other institutions, churches, self-organizing volunteer navies, and are much more inclined to support anti-government politics. The stories of the storm and the navies exist in a libertarian skeleton. Through them, a particular idea of how society might be organized is coming into view." apparently a bad thing to put your trust into churches and into a volunteer enterprise like the Cajun Navy, because they sap the resources and trust that naturally belongs to the state. It doesn't sound as though Mr. Wallace-Wells or his editors are very fond of this particular idea of society in which an autonomous citizen might make their own decision and take care of themselves without state intervention in their lives. This is what they're calling the libertarian skeleton, just in time for Halloween. I'll tell you something else that one of these natural disasters points out for these guys that really makes them nervous, I think, which is why in these times when it's, you know what, they do it every chance they get, so I don't even know why I would postulate it that way, but let me just put it this way. They know in an event where America goes to war with their own citizens that we would win. They know that because they see, despite all of their resources, despite all of their money and all of their people, when the chips are down, when things are really going bad, and I mean physically bad, the numbers just aren't there. The numbers simply are not there to do what they got to do. They don't have enough things to put in place. There's just no way to do it. It is a logistical nightmare. Combat is all based upon logistics. If you can't have good logistics, you're not going to win. It's nice to have Special Forces and Delta Force and the SEALs and all these other, you know, the Rangers and the PJs and all these other guys. That's great, except they would tell you right up front, hey, without logistics, we are nobodies. We're just jocks. And that's true. Even those that go out self-contained, when they go out, they're keeping a very close eye on what they've got. And they really would like to have a logistical train to where they could actually sort of go with abandon. But what this does is puts a spotlight on the idea that government can't do it. And that people would do it. In the event where, and this is just an opinion of mine, in the event that, say, I don't know, we had one of those cataclysmic EMPs, or one of those cataclysmic, the planet Nibiru hits us somewhere or something, I don't know. I don't think there would be another central government. I really don't. I think the effort to do it now would escape us. The effort to put together a central government and for people to stand back and say, I want you to lead, instead of saying, I want to lead. I just don't see that happening. Not in the Facebook world. In the Facebook world, everybody is a celebrity. And for me, Facebook is a way to disseminate some information about the show. If I did not have a radio show, I would not have a Facebook account. Because for me, social media is anything but the sort. The people who actually engage me, I enjoy a great deal. And there's some people I actually know on there. Whoa. But beyond that, I just don't think there would be a central government again. And every time we have an instance like this, you know, when we had a central government after Katrina, what did they do? They went around taking up guns, making everybody truly helpless. Do we need that? Of course, you don't see that happening in Texas this time around, but there's no arbitrary official like that police chief that did it in Louisiana that time, making that call, taking it upon himself to suspend civil rights. But that's what it shows to Mr. What's his name again? I can't ever keep it. Mr. Wallace-Wells. He's sad and mad because the Cajun Navy demonstrates to citizens that they don't need the government. Their neighbors will truly take care of them. We are truly great, this America. Except at the New Yorker, of course. We don't like that too much. Another thing that just concluded was something called the Burning Man, which I've never been to. We're going to talk about the difference between the bourgeois and the Burning Man when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I have a confession to make. On my bucket list of things to do is to go to Burning Man. If only, and the reason I want to go to Burning Man is I want to see the stuff there. I want to film while I'm there. I want to put a drone in the air. although I have seen what some of these people, what happens to some of these people when they go there and film, so I am having sort of second thoughts because the dust gets in everything. But I'm not against Burning Man. I am sort of against some of the things that leads up to it, though, but let me explain. There's a Pennsylvania law professor named Amy Wax, and she decided to melt some snowflakes a few years ago. And, you know, I can't really get into all that, but she has them in a lather once again. Because they are lamenting the breakdown of our nation's bourgeois culture. And read that to mean middle class. Okay, our middle America, you know, our middle America culture. Now, if you need to know what that is, according to Wax and Alexander, the script of America's bourgeois culture declares the following: get married before you have children and strive to stay married for their sake. Get the education you need for gainful employment, work hard, and avoid idleness. Go the extra mile for your employer or client. Be a patriot, ready to serve the country. Be neighborly, civic-minded, and charitable. Avoid coarse language in public. Be respectful of authority. Eschew substance abuse and crime. Absolutely shocking. Can you imagine that? I've been steeped in that culture all of my life, and I never knew it. And in addition to pointing out what is bourgeois culture, the good professors also note that the collapse of America's culture has led to many undesirable outcomes, including the following. There's too few Americans that are qualified for the jobs available. Male working-age labor force participation is at a Depression-era low. Opioid abuse is widespread. Homicidal violence plagues the inner cities. Half of all children are born out of wedlock, and even more are raised by single mothers. Many college students lack basic skills. The high school students rank below those from two dozen other countries. Virtually no one should be surprised by any of this. A lot of conservatives have been pointing this out for a long time, for decades. And if you have an inkling of the understanding of modern leftism, you don't have to think too hard to imagine the outrage from the left directed at these two professors pointing this stuff out. They're referred to as toxic, racist, sexist, homophobic, you know, that kind of thing. A couple of weeks after the Wax op-ed, the UPenn school newspaper, The Daily Pennsylvanian, ran a letter from a group of 54 UPenn doctoral students and alumni. They went so far as to imply that Wax and Alexander, attired in their appropriately respectable white diction and dress, are white supremacists, and even attempted to link the Wax op-ed to Charlottesville. So, sexual responsibility, marriage, hard work, education, respect for authority, and patriotism, folks, those are all racist now. Welcome to the new normal, at least according to these doctoral students. To further the leftist angst, in a follow-up interview with the Daily Pennsylvanian the day after her op-ed ran, Wax doubled down on her defense of the bourgeois culture. Declaring Anglo-Protestant cultural norms superior, she told the student paper, "I don't shrink from the word superior. Everybody wants to come to the countries that exemplify these values. Everyone wants to go to countries ruled by white Europeans." All true. And she also made it clear, because when talking to leftists, you have to always make these things clear, that she was not implying the superiority of whites. She said bourgeois values are not just for white people. So in other words, when she concluded that all cultures are not equal, that's the same thing as saying that all pizzas are not equal. But that's a conclusion that flies in the face of the multiculturalism preached by the modern left. And, you know, they're not equal because all values are not equal. Nowhere is the difference in the culture more clear than Burning Man, the Burning Man Festival that just finished in Black Rock Desert in Nevada. It could be billed in a lot of ways as a leftist utopia. They have a nude welcoming committee. They have mass lesbian romps, obscene sculptures, and human petting zoos. And they also have something called the Orgy Dome. I'll leave that to you to figure out. Rainbow flags are present in abundance. In the past, we've had such luminaries as Elon Musk, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Google's Larry Page, and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. They joined in at Burning Man. So given this, is anyone surprised that modern corporate culture, especially the digital corporate culture, has essentially fully embraced this new perverse agenda of the modern left? Some of the 10 principles include radical self-reliance. Burning Man encourages the individual to discover, exercise, and rely on his or her inner resources, and radical self-expression. I think that is exactly what the world needs. More people focused on themselves. Also included in the Burning Man principle is something called decommodification, according to the and they're devoted to the concept. Decommodification is a process of viewing utilities as an entitlement rather than a commodity that must be paid or traded for. So out there in the Nevada desert, you had tens of thousands of hedonists learning how to be even more focused on themselves and learning even more about how to get someone else to pay for their stuff. And make no mistake about it, the left would love to export the culture of Burning Man to as much of America as they could. They've already done that in just about every large city and public college campus in the U.S. To a very great extent, the election of Trump was an attempt to stem this tide. But as these last 8 months have well demonstrated, the left are willing to fight for their values. So, you know, we could ask this question, and it'd be a very valid question to ask. What is it going to be? What do you think is more self-sustaining? The culture of the bourgeois or the culture of the Burning Man? Now knowing, and, you know, that's not news to me to know this about Burning Man. I fully believe you can go somewhere and you know, be there and not be absorbed by it. So I still want to go to Burning Man. I would emerge intact, without a doubt. I probably would go and never go again. But that's one thing I'd like to do. But you see what I'm saying, right? The new normal now is that if you are for what you were raised to be, if you're my age and what you were raised to be, if you're still for that, well, you are a racist, a misogynist, a homophobe, you know, just all kinds of bad words, all kinds of ists. This is the new normal. But that's okay. It's our world, too. And they get to live in it after they get out of school. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Got a question for you. Does anybody know on a scale? Let's make it a Richter scale. Which one causes a bigger tremor in humanity? Nazism or communism? The correct answer would be Nazism and communism, both isms, really bad isms. They're really bad isms. They both, you know, cause a reverb in the soul of humanity. Recently, while I was on the Book of Face, I saw this image. It was giving me a little double standard. National Socialism, parentheses, Nazism, equals bad. International Socialism, Communism, Trotskyism, equals good. This is striking to me, primarily because, according to many sources, in the 20th century, communism killed more people than Nazism did. Communism was far more widespread. You know, you're talking the Soviet Union, China, Cambodia. It is possible that those nations were far more oppressive than the Nazis. The Nazis, you know, they got caught. Auschwitz got discovered. The depth of their monstrous ways was discovered. The absolute crime against humanity was discovered. In the Soviet Union, China, Cambodia, we don't know nearly how bad it was. To give you an idea, today in China, where Foxconn makes your iPhone, with some prisoners, they have this mountain that they take them to the top of the mountain where they begin to harvest their organs, and not always when they have executed these prisoners. That's particularly barbaric, isn't it? It's straight out of Game of Thrones. Both the communists and the Nazis wiped out entire classes and ethnic groups. Now, many contemporary leftists, including some fans of Jeremy Corbyn of the, you know, Parliament in the UK, would like to do the same today, though this time with different counter-revolutionary or reactionary targets. Many Corbynistas want to rid the world of the entire right and indeed all other haters. Tories, fans of Trump, UKIP, the EDL, Britain First, bankers, Daily Mail railers, Sun plebes, low information voters, bigots, racists, Nazis, fascists, ad infinitum. This is in order to bring about peace, tolerance, and equality. And knowing this, segments of the left now realize that a hell of a lot of people will need to be silenced, imprisoned, or killed. In the UK, for example, how many Tories, patriots, slash right-wingers are there? About 20 million. So this means that we have this massive irony that many leftists have many various, very tangible links between Donald Trump and the white supremacists and Nazis. The leader of the British opposition, on the other hand, has very many intimate, strong, and blatant links to communists and Trotskyists all over the world, not just in the UK. He's got some strong links with Iran. So, if it seems like I'm beating up on Britain right now, that's because Britain has something called the Labour Party leader. His name is Jeremy Corbyn, which is basically Britain's Bernie Sanders. He has many communist comrades. You can say a man is known by the company that he keeps. That may not always be true, but then there's Corbyn's campaign chief is Andrew Philip Drummond-Murray, who dropped his double-barreled name to disguise his class origins. He's now just named Andrew Murray. He's a member of the Communist Party of Britain until he joined the Labour Party when Corbyn became leader. He's also became chair of the Stop the War Coalition after Corbyn himself stopped down. He only joined the Labour Party at the end of 2016. That's just over half a year ago, and he immediately became the campaign chief of the Labour Party. Andrew Murray is the son of Peter Drummond-Murray of Maastricht, a stockbroker and banker. He was educated at Worth School, a Benedictine independent boarding school in Sussex. From 1986 to 87, he worked for the Soviet Novosti News Agency. He also likes to express solidarity with North Korea, not to the degree of actually going to live there, which I think he should, but he's solid. Then we have Seamus Milne. He's the executive director of strategy and communications for Corbyn. His communist tendencies are very well known. He is also a public schoolboy, just like Andrew Murray. He is also the younger son of former BBC Director General Alasdair Milne. In terms of politics, he has been a systematic fan of Stalin and the Soviet Union. He once claimed that history has been unkind to Joseph Stalin. He also gave the lowest number I've ever seen for the number of people murdered by the Soviet socialist regime. Corbyn himself went to Castle House Preparatory School, an independent school in Shropshire. He was brought up in a seven-bedroom house in that very charming county, and that is Listen, most people live in something called council housing, which is like some nice closets with closets. He now lives in Islington, where Tony and Cherie Blair live as well. Also, lots of other progressive professors, lawyers, activists. But I guess it's true that you could say that Marx was a fascinating figure from whom we could learn a great deal and not be a fan, politically or ideologically, of this dead German. But if that someone is Jeremy Corbyn saying these things, then that's something else entirely. And he also said, Marx obviously analyzed what was happening in quite a brilliant way, and the philosophy around Marx is fascinating.
And as a Marxist socialist, I'm almost certain that Corbyn will think of capitalism in 19th century terms. After all, that's when Marx was writing. So when Corbyn also said that the conservative government's policies are a return to the workhouse, he was being a gross, you know, he was just throwing some gross rhetoric around, as Marx himself liked to do. Take this speech. I had an interesting meeting with an environmental campaigning group from the Soviet Union. Those people felt they had the power to change the policies to stop the destruction of their own environment. The policies of free market economies had led to the pollution of the North Sea and the Irish Sea. So he believed that the environmental activists had more political power in the Soviet Union than their equivalents in the Western world. And he seems to have thought this simply because of what was said to him during a single meeting. But it's ironic what he said about just 2 years before the fall of the Soviet Union. And this isn't a surprise because at the time he had a more favorable opinion of the Soviet Union than he had of the United Kingdom. Corbyn mourns the death of the Soviet Union, though he won't say it out loud. Because large sections of the Labour Party have always been strongly against communism and Marxism. So the official socialist mythology, although not for Seamus Milne and Andrew Murray and George Galloway and other communists, is that Stalinism, and sometimes the Soviet Union itself, was a true theological example of socialism-communism. All true examples of socialism will, of course, come in the future. All past examples have been false examples. It's just like everything else that they always press, you know, like with gun control. They'll get out there and say, well, we thought this was going to take care of it. And it didn't. So we need to do it again. One more time. We need just one more law. And that will fail. And then they'll come again. That's socialism. That's the way it works. And it is a failure everywhere it operates. When we get back, what can you and I, as gun carriers, learn from Hurricane Harvey? This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your New Manna today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. For those of us who observed what was happening in Texas and now what's about to happen in Florida, we can watch the tragedy in action. And just like what we have seen, this is the same thing in a lot of ways as your own self-defense. You can't wait until the last minute to prepare for something like Hurricane Harvey or a violent encounter and expect it to go well. For example, stockpiling supplies is great. Are you prepared for the civil unrest that follows these natural disasters? Because it's not just supplies that you need. Rice is good, water's good, what else? Whatever degree of comfort you want to try to maintain, that's fine. You can prepare for that, and you can keep it as long as you can keep it. But there's a problem there. Most people are capable of dealing with the physical deprivation that follows a natural disaster. But it's that indifference and cruelty that our fellow man is willing to heap upon us that we may encounter that may be a bit of a shock. And it shouldn't be. Because there's always going to be people who take advantage of a dire situation to rob and loot and generally exploit social structure disintegration. Now, I have a very simple life theory. I give people the benefit of the doubt. All the time, giving them the benefit of the doubt. But I also operate under this assumption that all of this unfettered violence, there's a very thin wall restraining that. very thin. It's a membrane even. I mean, we can see right through it. I see right through it. And that means for me and you, for the bourgeois, we have to be ready and willing and able to deal with amoral, destructive, base instincts that are unleashed by this kind of stuff. I don't care what your personal beliefs are. When the rule of law is no longer respected, you are really, truly on your own. There is no 911 to call. There's no police car going to roll up on you. We're going to float to your rescue. You need to be able to defend yourself and your family. You and they are your now number one priority. So ask yourself now, how would you make that happen? How are you going to repel a gang of criminals robbing and looting at will? Now, for those of you that look at some of the stuff that I run around with, you don't have to have the stuff I run around with. It's very easy. And as a matter of fact, I would probably default to this myself. A duty-grade pistol and a duty-grade rifle shotgun are a bare minimum. But along with that, you have to have ammunition. You have to have equipment to maintain this stuff. And you have to have medical supplies. I'm not the end-all be-all when it comes to shooting against multiple opponents. I would be hit. And I need enough stuff. I mean, just in this room where I'm sitting, I have 4 trauma kits. 4 trauma kits. You have to be able to employ the most important weapon. And you've got to be absolutely ruthless about this, because your most important weapon is your mind. And your mindset. You have to be able to make that solemn vow and then actually do it. You have to be ready to use violence to prevent or to end violence against you, your community, your loved ones, maybe your property. You can and you should train hard enough to be able to run your gun smoothly, efficiently, and instinctively. But you also have to train your mind to be mindful of what you have and what you're prepared to do to protect it. And you need to do this before you actually have to do it. And we've all been seeing these images and hearing these stories about the arrival of looters and armed protectors. And, you know, are you going to be the man or woman that your loved ones can depend on? Are you going to keep your powder dry and your guns clean and your skills fresh and your mind clear? If you're going to do that, then it isn't all doom and gloom. Because the other thing I want to point out is how we have come together in the wake of Harvey. Our true nature reveals itself. Strangers and neighbors have pitched in to lend a hand where they can. All of these young YouTubers, I mean, I am stunned by them, because they don't really know what to do. So they're actually defaulting to the best thing they can do, which is they're giving 5 figures. I mean, they're giving all kinds of cash. Some of them are actually getting out there and showing up in Texas on jet skis, rescuing people. It's amazing to see even the people that you sit back and say, how superficial. Well, no. Because this, in the moment, when the chips are down and the country is at the door of disaster, it's amazing who steps up. I mean, this is really where you see who's who. Right now, if I could sing, I would sing Lee Greenwood's song, "Proud to Be Proud to Be an American." Because so many of you in Texas and in Louisiana. So many of you have gone to Texas and Louisiana. More so than went to Burning Man. To assist in rescues. Some of you have stood between volunteers and the bad people that would do them harm. The ones of you that did that, without very much thought, you left your families behind so you could help those in need. I submit to you. Look at this. And continue to ignore the fake stream. This is one of those true moments where you can make a full assessment of the value of man. Take a moment to appreciate that generosity and support, because it's good for our soul as a nation. To be sure, this kind of event will bring out the worst in some, but it brings out the best in others. And to be your best, don't be a victim. There's a few things you can prepare to do to be your best. Keep your mind and your body clean and clear. Now, for somebody my age, that doesn't mean running around and being an Olympic athlete. No, but it does mean doing as much as you can to be the very best you can be, physically and mentally. It's okay to be generous. It's okay to be friendly. It's okay to hold the door. It's okay to say ma'am and sir. It's okay to have good manners. It's okay to look around the world, your environment around you, and see all of America, black, white, plaid, it doesn't matter. Male, female, it doesn't matter. Now, all of that is okay. But if you want to take it to its most logical zenith, you also have to resolve to be armed. And if necessary, you have to be very, very dangerous. And then all of the caring will come forth. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.